Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Now is my good friend Jeffrey Ford. And yes, I do like to mention his accolades. World Genius Directory, Genius of the Year 2016. Also a TED speaker. What are those? Tell me those TED Talks just real quickly, Jeffrey. Those are like 18-minute talks on different topics, correct?
Correct. They're on technology, entertainment, and design. And they usually have a pretty liberal bent because it's ideas worth sharing, but you don't hear too many conservative values being shared when you watch those talks.
So how do you fit in? Do they treat you with respect as they should?
Not all of them, no.
Okay.
However, I will say that I was extremely grateful to be given the opportunity to speak. And what I spoke about was how our differences make us special. And I tried to make it inclusive, so it included everyone, so I could go up there and speak my truth without being a hypocrite in a way that everybody could enjoy and grow from hearing.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about this. One of the things you and I talked about here recently, and in fact, you and I had a conversation before I did the piece on the program. They got tremendous response about American privilege, hashtag American privilege, because we hear an awful lot about white privilege and male privilege and this privilege and that privilege. And at the end of the day, you know, I look around at people that are successful. They have a couple of things in common. First of all, they work hard. You've worked hard. I've worked hard. Things weren't handed to me. I didn't, you know, walk in. You know, I'm not Anderson Cooper. I didn't have some rich, famous mother that sat me in the chair and said, you can do this, right? I earned it every step of the way, as have you. You've had to overcome, you know, your challenges that I had to overcome mine. And so I think that we all have this opportunity to work hard. And in America, we have this American privilege where you can start a business or go to school or be pretty much anything you can dream to be for the most part. And so you and I outline this. And I'm thankful that, I have been thankful. I remember having this, this epiphany when I was about 7 years old, thinking about how fortunate I was. And I thanked God that I was born an American. I was about 7 years old, standing in the kitchen of my mother's house and thinking, how did I get so lucky? I could have been born anywhere, but I was born in America and I have this privilege. What are you thankful for?
I'm also thankful for our American privilege. I think of Madam C.J. Walker, who is the first female millionaire in America. She is an African-American woman who was born to two slaves back in the 1800s, and she became a millionaire because of her American privilege in order to not just have to stay where she is born, but in order to climb up. And we possess that so much more abundantly today than we ever did before. Anyone with an internet connection can go online and learn a multitude of things that used to cost tens of thousands of dollars before to go to a university to learn.
Or hours and hours and hours in the library. Today you drop a keyword in and you can get information on, what was this woman's name you just mentioned?
Madam C.J. Walker.
There you go, Madam C.J. Walker. Now people that are listening to the program can right now put that into a smartphone or into a laptop computer and get all sorts of information in seconds, where before if they wanted to find out, they'd have to go to a library and dig through books to get the information. It's incredible. Go on.
It is incredible. And we have this great American spirit that we possess to thank for it. America wasn't built by the community organizers like Barack Hussein Obama. Nah, Barack didn't build that. Our economy and our privilege was built by our daring men and women who dared to risk their own assets, their own money. And they went out and they took a shot at life. Those people are true American heroes, whether they succeeded or not, because they tried.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They tried and they tried and they failed, because most successful people have been knocked down more than they've stood up. But it's how you finish, not how you start this race, isn't it?
Extremely true.
Yeah. So, all right. The other thing that I think that we should mention before we go today are those that are out there on the front lines, those that will be working on Thanksgiving, working in patrol cars and in fire stations and in military bases here and around the world, because they don't get a day off.
I would like to say something to the troops and to the troops' families. When I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with a heart condition, and I've been disabled in various ways throughout my life. You people, you put your bodies on the line to help keep myself safe. I know a lot of things. I'm a genius, but I'll never know the courage and the selflessness that you and your families have in order to defend us. And I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, and I know from the bottom of probably all of our listeners' hearts, that we appreciate you very much.
I totally agree with that, Jeffrey. I totally agree with that. All right, you going away for Thanksgiving? You're staying close.
I'm staying close.
All right, we're going to be traveling a little farther. I see that we're going to have the biggest travel day for Thanksgiving since 2004, at least, maybe a record setter. So I guess the economy is doing better under the current president. But I again, Jeffrey, I appreciate the very kind comments. I'm glad to have you as part of our team here. And I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
And I wish you, your family, and all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. And again, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jeffrey Ford. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.